Well, I don't want to. It's not for me to tell anybody else what to do.
No, you can tell me.
No, it's fine. Gio, can you lie down, please?
Sorry, lie down. Please. I know it.
Lie down.
Sorry, mate. I want to visit, sir.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry, Wally. I'm sorry I'm drunk.
Don't worry about that.
It's the love.
Have you had a nice evening, though?
You know, it's like I feel like you both together.
You what, sorry?
I would love to hug you both together.
Oh, well, I think probably best not.
We're just humans, sir.
Well, one of us is it here anyway.
We're just living beings, I would say.
Right, okay.
In respect of being human or not.
Right.
Being living.
Yes.
The best thing I can do is, as a human, hug.
I see.
Give love.
I see. Well, maybe you can do it virtually.
I only give love.
I see.
I spend money. I spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I save nothing.
Okay.
Because it's money.
Okay.
And who invented money?
I don't know who invented money.
We.
Right.
It is up to us if it is money or not.
Okay.
But who has invented us?
Who invented us? Well, I suppose that depends on your perspective, doesn't it?
So we live up to the guy who has invented us. We don't have to live up to the expectations of the money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't live for the money.
Mm-hmm.
We live for the guy who invented us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The money lives because we invented him or her, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of people who pray money.
Yes.
But not. They don't love the.
I see. Yeah, money. No, I see what you're saying, yes.
They don't love dogs. They don't love us.
Yeah.
Like all those guys.
I think some of them probably do love dogs, but.
I would love to sit with him. Darling.
You stay there.
No.
You
go,
stay
go.
Still.
Sit.
You stay there. Good boy.
The next station is Clapham Junction. Change here for London Victoria, East Croydon, London Gatwick Airport, Brighton, Kensington Olympia, and Willesden Junction. Please mind the gap between the train and the platform edge.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Get down.
You lie down again, then, Joe. Come on, down you go. Good boy. Well done.
He's so awesome. I love him.
Yep. No, he is very good.
He's a very good friend.
He is, absolutely.
You know, the way he's kind of reacting to me.
Yes.
You know, he's an awesome guy.
Yeah, he's very friendly, and you know, he wants to say, you know, he
sorry,
wants
sorry,
to see
if
people.
I'm disturbing you both.
No, it's so okay. Sorry. No, not at all. Absolutely fine.
It's so easy and good that I found. Absolutely, I'm saying it. I'd love to make a friendship with an animal.
Okay.
Animals.
This is Clapham Junction. This train is for Reading. The next station is Richmond.
So many social guys. Social animals.
Yes.
Oh,
I think you'll find there's a queue already of people wanting to.
Sorry, say again.
I think you'll already find there's a queue of people wanting to do that. Oh.
Sorry, that's alright. I don't mind if you're alright. Am I allowed to have a little stroke?
I'd prefer not, no, if that's alright. I'd like him to try and stay quiet. Lie down. Only because I've already said no to other people. So.
You probably smell my dog, that's the problem.
Do you want to sit here? Are you
alright? Okay. Yeah, I'm cool. I just won't touch.
Just stay there, you.
she's just gonna have a nice, good old sniff of your dog's.
Yeah, exactly. Or repetition. No, don't need the tissue.
Leave that. Leave it.
It's gone.
He's a love.
He's two.
He's the love
for. Oh, he's just an infant.
He is. Well, a fairly big little one.
Definitely smell my dog.
Go on.
I've got you. It's alright, it's not
good. Are you okay?
Yeah, he's literally just sniffing my bag.
Alright. They're not very subtle.
He's aiming for that tissue again.
Leave it.
Do you want to pass it?
No, she's got it.
It's hidden.
The foot's on it now.
I was going to throw it away.
My dogs are not going to love me when I get in tonight now. They're like, don't worry.
So you've been with somebody else. Yeah.
How dare you?
He's called Gio, G-I-O.
Oh, my cousin had a Belgian shepherd called Gio.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. I haven't got a sensible name.
Is she your best friend?
Is
she your best friend?
She's my cousin.
And yes, so? Be your best friend, though.
It's family, of course.
Family have to be your best friend, though.
We all know that.
I can't help it, you're such a loner.
Has he been your support for very long?
We've been together for about 2 months.
Okay.
So we're friendly. My last guide dog retired at the end of last year.
Uh-huh.
And then we trained together in January.
Okay, how's it going?
Pretty well.
Missing the retired one?
I think most of my focus has been on just trying to get up to speed with this one. And he's quite different in many ways. He's a lot. Well, my last one was a pure German Shepherd, and this one's a cross with a retriever. And so getting used to a dog that's a bit more affectionate and a bit more bouncy is quite interesting. He has, yeah.
Plus, probably more people want to approach him than they would a shepherd.
It's true, absolutely. Shepherds tend to polarise people somewhat.
Yeah, you either love them or people get a bit wary.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my shepherd was absolutely gorgeous, and you know, he was really soft, but a little more aloof than this one. Sorry?
Protective?
Fairly. I mean, he was quite vocal, but whether he would actually have done anything, I don't know.
Usually German Shepherds don't have to.
No, it's true.
It's
very true.
Here's the line right here, and I stand on my side.
Yeah.
You want to come out of my side? We can have words.
Yeah, I mean, he was quite grumbly in the office, and it's quite odd actually having a dog now who doesn't make a sound at all.
And okay. Is he still there? Is he wanted?
Well, absolutely, and I've lost my early warning system for people coming up.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of get used to things like that.
Absolutely, yes.
You almost want to train him to be able to nudge you every time.
Yeah, I don't really want to go back down the road of having a dog who barks and growls every time somebody goes past. So I think I'll live with the inconvenience. Being good. Surely not being good.
Yeah, thank you. I just think if my pair were on here, they'd whose dogs are they are? Yeah. Take me up in everybody's faces. Yeah, looking for affection.
People would be like, love me.
Yeah,
just love me.
Everyone would be muddy for mine.
What have you got?
Irish red and white setup.
Oh, okay.
She's quite gorgeous, but she's deaf. I'll pull out my baby pictures. Hold on, let's see.
So the picture's not of Graham.
Yes. No baby pictures of Graham. I haven't had the
phone yet. I know we want to.
I'm sure I can find something.
I'm going to say enjoy
one. One of the cats.
Yeah, my cousin got a
technology.
Yeah,
all of them.
Well, the difference is Aiden's learning for bio.
Shane and Babbo.
Graham should be learning for bio with Aiden.
What is
it,
bio?
Graham, where are you studying?
I already did what Aiden's doing. It's the homework.
I thought Graham was going to be practicing in Spanish.
Yeah.
Graham, I did like the really smug way you said that then.
What? I did.
I've already done that. It was homework.
Yeah, he's always willing to throw Aiden under the bus.
You know, it's like...
I can throw Graham under the bus on multiple occasions here. I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah. Aiden, you are a good man. Friend.
There's my dog clean.
Oh.
And there's dirty. That's like an hour later.
So literally, the face stays clean.
Yeah, the face is clean.
Oh,
it's
gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I have a better picture of her where she looks quite proper and posh, but I don't know where it was.
It's the best question is in my life.
Cats in the bag.
No. Do you know, this is the hardest thing ever.
It's like
next to a dog.
It's good training for the
it.
Dog.
Like,
oh,
I'm a nightmare. Whenever I see a dog in the street, I'm like, can I approach? Can I
that
stroke?
Cat is
okay.
I think it is more about training everyone else than the dog, actually. But...
I'm not doing anything to you.
Oh.
I'm just sitting here. You are adorable, yes.
It doesn't help, does it?
No,
he...
no.
Excuse me, you. Go on, lie down. Lie down.
All he was doing was just...
Oh, it's fine. No, I know. Well, it was...
Got the odd little kiss.
Same idea. And then...
I'm getting off for the moment anyway.
My daughter named and
what is it?
It was found at a park.
Yeah, sure. What am I doing?
There she is in her native environment. It's actually in November when she was a lot thinner. Right now she's a lot more solid.
Swimming.
I don't think you're going to want to get off now, are you?
Out on the moors. Actually, the ass got race course.
Oh, yeah, we know what's going to happen.
But it looks like she's out on the moors.
It's just nipping all over the seat now, not me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they smell lovely. No, he sensed me standing up, I think, probably. I hope he didn't. I hope he didn't know, anyway. He's slightly worried.
Bye, Gio. It was nice to
meet
you.
Yeah, oh, you're not going to start singing now, please.
No, please don't.
Thank you,
mate. Yeah, have a nice evening.
Yeah, Sarah, please don't sing.
Good night, brother.
Yeah.
It's like Graham when she said sugar.
Yeah.
Just wait, please. Have a nice evening.
Yeah, and you
too. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for the entertainment.
And go, Joe. Okay, let's go for the lift. The lift would be a good idea, Joe. Thank you very much. And in you go. Good boy. Well done. Wait there. Wait, please. I'll get out straight away. After you. Steady, Joe, for pretty sake. No, it's steady. Find the gate. Wait. Okay, let's go. Steady. Oi, steady. Pretty. Oi. What do you think you're doing? You go steady. You're not getting anywhere, Joe. You're running on the spot. Silly dog. Find the way then, Joe. Steady. No. We'd never go that way, do we? Why are we going there? Come on, find the way. Find right.
Mind his own.
Definitely. Find the box, Jim. Oi. Wait. Okay. Good boy. Well done. Just wait. Oh, is it not? If you could tell me when it's clear, that'd be wonderful. It's clear? Oh, no, no. Okay, perfect. Brilliant, thank you. Find left. Good lad. Come on. Go on, Gio, please. Let's go. Come on, Joe, find the way. Come on, Joe, find the way. Well, I must say, that was a very peculiar journey home. The gentleman that you heard first on the recording, before I started... to record it. Find right, Joe. Joe, go on. Come on. Okay, find the curb. I'm busy boy. Here they go. Come on, busy, busy. The gentleman that you heard first on there was initially saying, well, first of all, he was distracting. Gio called him over, in fact, and the lead slipped off my leg. And, come on, will you hurry up and do your busy, please, Gio? Busy boy, come on. Come on, busy boy, I know you need it. You've been dashing the whole way. Busy, busy. Come on. Busy boy. Busy, busy. Come on, get on. Busy boy. Busy, busy, Joe. Come on. No, all right. We won't bother then. Find right. Get on. Oh, you're a pain. And now you're going to charge along this pavement, aren't you? Because you still need to go. And yet all you wanted to do there was sniff things and properly sniff, as in nose touching ground and standing there and no interest in actually doing anything at all. Anyway, and now he's skipping as if he's about to go to the toilet. God, Bennett, excuse me, you dare go to the toilet and you're in trouble. I don't know what I'll do, but I can at least threaten. Come on, Gio, find the way. Come on. So that chap called him over on the train and he merrily went across and saw hello, and then I got him back and the chap was going, oh, I'm so sorry, I really am very, very sorry, and then called him again and then was whistling at him and saying how much he loved him and that he loved both of us. Found the box, Joe. Wanted to hug both of us. Where's the box, Joe? Good boy. And the crossing. Sorry.
I'm sorry. No, she just wanna. I have a cigarette, and basically, I think I burned her. Oh my God! Are you right, Toby?
Well, I think he probably would have screamed if he had. Was it the nose?
Yeah, I think it was the nose.
Was it just we're going for it? All right. Okay. Forward. Yeah. Oh my goody aunt, it never rains. Find the way. Come on. Well, frankly, if you did get burnt, it'd serve you right for being nosy. I don't think he got burnt, he would have said. He would have squealed. Come on you go. Evening for funny people. Okay, are we going to do you busy? Come on, let's try here. Come on, busy boy, Joe. Busy, busy. Some more enthusiastic. Come on, busy boy. That's a funny posture. You are weeing. Oh, hooray. Good boy. Except he was just super squatting. His tummy was almost touching the floor. Oh, how odd. And he's basically facing... There's a window display of a shop here. which is all brightly lit, and he's got his nose pressed up against the glass as he goes to the toilet. Right, are we done? Right, let's go home. Come on, Manjia. Let's go. Oh, goodness. So, yeah. I don't think I've got any more to say.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Could you possibly, I'm homeless, just spare 30 pence and get a soft drink with
me? I'm really sorry. I genuinely don't have cash.
Yeah, I just need 30p for a soft drink. Literally, I've got 10 pence, 20 pence, and it's like 39p.
I said I don't have cash.
Yeah.
I've got 50p. Would that be? Go for it.
Thanking you,
go on.
Sir.
It's all right. Sorry, it's not more. Go on, Jay.